بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we were discussing the issues related to Maratib al-Din, related to Maratib al-Din, وأن الدين ثلاث مراتب, and that the religion it is three levels or three ranks. And we have seen that the first level and martaba of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal is al-Islam. Al-Islam. And then above that level and higher in rank and status is al-Iman. Al-Iman. And the highest level and above that is the level of al-Ihsan. And that this has been clarified in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam specifically. And that by testifying that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's the slave and messenger of Allah, one, he enters into the fold of Islam, and then likewise he must have along with him the amount of faith that will correct his deed, the actions and the faith that are required for the Islam to be correct, and the minimum requirement, he enters into the fold of that Islam. But now there are obligations upon him that he must perform, obligations of that Iman, for his religion to be good, and for his deen to be correct, and for his religion to be strong. And these requirements, if one performs them, it will raise him to the level of al-Iman. It will raise him to the level of al-Iman. And those who do not reach the level of al-Iman, then their deen is deficient, and their religion is weak, and they have deficiency in their faith, and they are exposed to the threat and the anger of Allah according to the deficiency. Although they're in the realm of Islam, although they're Muslims. So we have these levels here. The one who fulfills the obligations of faith by complying to the commandments in a manner prescribed and avoiding the prohibitions entirely, doing this with sincere belief and faith in Allah and hoping for the reward from Allah and fearing His punishment. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, at this time he perfected his religion. And now he enters the fold or the realm of al-Iman. Now he is a mu'min. Now he is a mu'min. The one who establishes some of the rights of Iman and he neglects others. He establishes some of the rights of Iman, some of the obligations of faith, and neglects others, then his faith falls down accordingly. Accordingly. And as the faith falls down, he's exposed to the anger and the threat and the punishment of Allah accordingly. Although he's a Muslim. Although he's a Muslim. So this is the point here. The author, he's mentioning about the affairs of Iman now, and about being having admittance into paradise and being safe entirely from the hellfire and having the pleasure of Allah and His reward. And this is according to the faith. And he's mentioning here al-Iman al-Mutlaq. This is absolute faith, meaning the one who entered into the realm of al-Iman. The one who entered into the realm of al-Iman by completing the obligations of faith. So again, to imagine the circles, we have the big circle, and inside this is the fold of al-Islam. Inside that big circle is a smaller circle. Inside that big circle is a smaller circle. This is the realm of al-Iman. And there are obligations after entering into the fold of Iman, of al-Islam. After entering into the fold of al-Islam, there are obligations that one he must perform to reach al-Iman. To reach al-Iman. And this is what Allah is referring to about the A'rab. قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Now, they entered into Islam and they said, verily we believe. قَالُوا آمَنَّا. We have Iman. Allah, He says, do not say that, but rather say that we have it submitted, meaning that we have entered into the fold of al-Islam. Because Iman did not enter into their hearts yet, any true Iman, the complete faith. So they're at the realm of Islam. They're Muslims, alhamdulillah, and we have the promise of the Muslims and that which is for the Muslims and the likes, but they haven't reached that level yet. The level of completing their faith and fulfilling the obligations of faith. That level did not reach their heart yet, and they have not reached that stage yet. So therefore Allah, He reprimanded them for claiming a higher level than they deserved. Allah reprimanded them for claiming a higher level than they deserved, but Allah mentioned that, يعني وَلَمَّا يَدُخُلُ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِهُمْ. He used this for وَلَمَّا, meaning not yet. Meaning inshallah, if you strive, it will enter your hearts. And also to not have despair, verily Allah, He forgives all sins. If you obey Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah, He forgives all sins. So this is to understand these maratib. So the martaba of al-Iman is higher than Islam. So every Muslim, he's not a mu'min from this aspect. From this aspect here, every Muslim is not a mu'min. But every mu'min is a Muslim. We understand this affair? Okay, after reaching the level of al-Iman and becoming a mu'min, and min al-mu'minina haqqan, the true believers, then now one can compete for their ranks. One can compete for their ranks and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and raise and raise and raise until he reaches the level of al-Ihsan. Until he reaches the level of al-Ihsan, to worship Allah as if one sees him. And if one cannot see him and he reaching that level, then he knows that Allah sees him and he will comply in that manner. Yani, and competing for the pleasure and the mercy and the forgiveness and the help and the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the highest level. So from this aspect, every believer is a Muslim, but not every believer is a muhsin. You understand that? Every mu'min is a Muslim, but not every mu'min is a muhsin. But every muhsin is a mu'min Muslim. You understand? So we have the big circle of al-Islam. There are many people, alhamdulillah, enter the fold of al-Islam. But not all of them reach the level of Iman. And those who have that level, they're fewer from the believers. And those who reach the level of Ihsan, they're even fewer from the believers. But all of them, there are believers, and all of them, they have the promise of paradise so long as they die upon al-Iman. They have that promise. So this is the realm of al-Iman. This part is clear. From another aspect that we want to discuss, you need to understand the reality of Iman that we hope will be beneficial for all of us to be able to visualize this affair. So we have disbelief, and it's many ways of disbelief, many avenues of disbelief, but it's all disbelief. Christianity is disbelief, Judaism is disbelief, Hinduism is disbelief. Yani, all of these are aspects of disbelief, that even cursing Allah and cursing his deen, and cursing the messenger, or laughing at the religion and mocking the deen, all of this is disbelief. There's avenues of disbelief, all of it is disbelief. Then that comes to a line. There's a line here. This line here is called Aslu al-Iman, the foundation of faith. Also, the people of knowledge, they call it Mutlaqu al-Iman. We want to pay attention to these terms here so we don't get confused. This, inshallah, will help us understand a number of texts and also help us to understand clearly how the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila went astray, and how the Murji'ah went astray, and those along with them upon these ideologies, and those who are affected by their way, although they're not from them. And from some of the Muslims today, they're affected by the way of the Murji'ah. But they're not from the Murji'ah and upon that creed. But they have the similar ideology. If you go to some of the gas stations, sometimes you advise them, why are you selling these things, brother? They will say, I say la ilaha illallah, and I pray. Like this, these sins will not affect him. And he's affected by that creed of the Murji'ah, although maybe he doesn't even know about the Murji'ah. But that creed is in his heart, a portion of that. He's affected by that. So to see Iman in this manner, to visualize it, inshallah, will be very beneficial. To realize when one's faith is increasing or decreasing, and to realize where one is at himself and his family, and likewise others, and to know how to take companions, who to bring close and who to be far from, and the likes like this, because he can visualize these affairs. He can see these affairs in himself and in others, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So the foundation of faith is called Mutlaqu al-Iman. If you will learn the Arabic language, it helps to understand. It's Mudaf Mudaf Ilay. Mutlaqu al-Iman. Also, it's called Aslu al-Iman. So this one is the fold of Islam. This one, he's in the fold of Islam. He has Mutlaqu al-Iman. He has faith, but it's not complete though. It's not complete. So after having mutlaq al-iman, or having the asl of iman, the foundation of faith, there are requirements that one must complete and fulfill. Obligations of the deen that one must fulfill in order to complete his faith. One must travel through the ranks of Islam to the ranks of iman until he reaches al-iman al-wajib. Al-iman al-wajib. There's obligatory iman. So there's a level of mutlaq al-faith, but then in order, there's obligatory access from al-Iman. It's called al-Iman al-Wajib, obligatory faith, that when he has to perform these actions. And from that, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. Not one of you believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. This is an obligation of faith. This is an obligation of faith, that this action of the heart here is in the heart of every believer obligatory. If not, then his faith falls down and is deficient accordingly. So this is from the obligations of faith. From the obligations of faith is that one he will not backbite. That is that one he will guard his tongue. From the obligations of faith is that one he will protect his privates. From the obligations of faith, yani a number of these affairs, these are obligations, along with the pillars of Islam. There are other obligations for the faith to be complete. So this is obligatory upon a person. The one who does not fulfill the obligations of faith, then he's exposing himself to the anger of Allah. And he's exposing himself to the punishment of Allah. So there are obligations in the deen. It's called al-iman al-wajib. A person, he must reach with his faith to this level, bare minimum. It's also called al-iman al-mutlaq. Turning the words around. Now this is nat and man'ut. Al-iman al-mutlaq. Also it's called, this line here is called al-iman al-kamil. Absolute faith. Obligatory faith. Complete faith. That's the level here. The first level to be a Muslim is mutlaqul iman, wa aslu al iman, the foundation of faith. This level, this area here, this is the foundation of faith. It's all in here. There are obligations to perform. He must reach this level here. Al iman al wajib. Mutlaq al iman. Al iman al kamil. He must reach this level here. This is a requirement. Whenever Allah, He praises the believers in the book. Whenever Allah, He praises the Muslims in His book. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He praises the believers in His sunnah. Or He's mentioning the traits of the righteous. What is being referred to here is these. Those who have completed al-iman al-wajib. Those who have mutlaq al-iman. Whenever Allah mentions that the believers, they'll be in paradise. That the believers, they'll have the mercy of Allah. That the angels, they descend upon them at the time of death. This is the only people here that have completed the obligations of their faith. The ones who have completed the obligations of their faith. So this is called al-iman al-wajib. After that, there's another iman. It's called al-iman al-mustahab. Higher ranks. Similar to al-islam, wal-iman, wa al-ihsan. So we have mutlaq al-iman, aw aslu al-iman, and then we have al-iman al-mutlaq, aw al-iman al-kamil, and then we have al-iman al-wajib, and then we have al-iman al-mustahab. So we have the foundation of faith, we have the obligatory faith, and then we have the recommended faith, the faith that's recommended. And the iman that's recommended, but not obligatory. We understand these affairs. So there are actions that will take off the foundation of faith entirely, like leaving salat. Or like cursing Allah and His Messenger, waliyadu billah, or mocking the religion and belittling the deen. This one will wipe all, no matter how high it was. That takes everything out from the bottom and it's finished. And then there's other actions that don't take out the foundation of faith, but they take out a portion of the iman al-wajib, al-iman al-wajib, accordingly. And this is by committing major sins. This is by being short and deficient and having shortcomings in performing obligations, or by perpetrating prohibitions, committing actions that are impermissible. In this manner, the iman falls down. So the one that he did, his iman doesn't reach the obligatory faith. He is the one who is oppressing his own soul. He is the one, if he dies in that manner, he's threatened with the anger of Allah and his punishment. إِنْشَاءَ أَذَّبَهُ وَإِنْشَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُ. Like in the hadith of Ubad ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that. He mentioned his obligation. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, whoever perpetrates one of these affairs, then and dies upon that way, then if Allah wills, He will pardon him, and if Allah wills, He will punish him. So these people here that did not fulfill the obligations of faith and died in that manner, they're under the Mashi'ah. This is the creed of Ahl Sunnah, tahta al-Mashi'ah. They're under the will of Allah. If Allah wills, He will punish them, and if Allah wills, He will pardon them. In any case, they died in the realm of faith with mutlaq al-iman, with aslu al-iman, they have the promise of paradise. They have the promise of paradise, but they do not have the promise to be safe from the fire. We understand that. They don't have the promise to be safe from the fire. Those who die in a state while they have al-iman al-mutlaq, while they have al-iman al-wajib, complete, while they have this faith, or above that, and if they have completed this faith here, they're the ones who do not have any reckoning, and they don't have any punishment. They don't have any reckoning and they don't have any punishment. And even those from them, some of them, maybe they will have al-hisab al-yasir, meaning that they will just be mentioned that you did this and did this and they'll be forgiven. That's the dangerous of affairs for those, that they're safe. They have aman in this life and in the hereafter. And this is because al-iman is derived from aman. Al-iman, it comes from aman. فَمَنْ آمَنَ آمِنَ مَنْ آمَنَ آمِنَ According to iman, his iman, how safe he will be. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ الْأَمَنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ So those who believed and they didn't mix their faith with oppression, they didn't mix their faith with shirk, they didn't mix their faith with innovation, they didn't mix their faith with sins and desires and whims, then they have al-aman, al-mutlaq. They have absolute safety and security. وَهُمْ الْمُهْتَدُونَ اِهْتِدَاءً مُطْلَقًا And they have absolute guidance. They'll be guided in this life away from every foul and bad way. They'll be guided in this life to every good and noble way. And they'll be guided to seek forgiveness and pardon and repentance for their shortcomings. And they'll be guided across the sirat and the hereafter safely. And they'll be guided to enter the paradise and to their places in paradise precisely where they deserve. Absolute safety and security. According to the deficiency of that faith would determine the deficiency in their security and the deficiency in their guidance. So if the faith is deficient, maybe he'll be safe. He'll be safe from abiding in the fire for eternity, but he will not be safe from entering the fire and being cleansed there. He'll be safe. He'll have the promise of paradise, but he will not have the promise to enter without punishment. He will not have the promise to enter without punishment or reckoning. He has the promise, his guidance, he's upon guidance. اهدنا صراط المستقيم. He's from those who say that and he's from those who have that, but it's not complete guidance. So according to the deficiency of his faith would determine the amount of guidance that he has. How well he's guided to the good words. How well he's guided to the good actions and the good deeds. How well he's guided away from the foul and the foul and the evil and the lowly and despicable actions of disobedience and the likes like this. His iman will determine how well he's guided. And likewise, how well he's guided across the sirat. And likewise, how well he's guided across the sirat. According to how well he's guided in this life, away from the shubuhat and away from the shahawat, will determine how well he's guided away from those hooks on the sirat in the hereafter, and would also determine to where he's guided at in the Jannah and his places. And Allah, he says, وَيَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ And their Lord, he guides them by their faith. So it's by faith. The faith is light. The faith is light. It's guidance in this life and it's safety and security. It's safety and security. But the people of guidance are not all the same. And the people of safety and security, they're not all the same. And the issue here goes back to iman. Goes back to iman. So this is the case. The foundation of faith, nam, alhamdulillah. The favor of Allah. After that, a believer, he has to take the means to fulfill the obligations of faith. To do what he can to assure that his soul is safe. From the punishment of Allah and from the anger of Allah by fulfilling the obligations and by staying away from the prohibitions. And nobody knows where there will be, but Allah, He knows where there will be. But you and I do not know where we will be, our rank or our level, or how we will die, where we will be in paradise, or where we will be in the fire. Allah, He knows these affairs. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كُلٌّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ That everybody is facilitated to do that which he was created for. So a believer, he hopes that he's created for the paradise. So therefore, he'll take the means and he will take the avenue and the pathway to paradise. And he hopes that he's not created for the fire. So therefore, he would take the means to avoid and stay away from that. All of this is faith. All of this is faith. So the faith, it has a foundation. And then it has requirements that must be fulfilled for it to be complete. And then after that, there's ranks and levels for the believers. To compete in and to hasten in and to race any for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what the author he's referring to here now at iman al mutlaq. But akhbar Allah ta'ala anna al iman al mutlaq tu nalu bihi arfa' al maqamat fi dunya wa ala al manazil fi al akhirah. Faqala ta'ala walladhina amanu billahi wa rusulihi ulaika hum as-siddiqun. Was-siddiquna hum a'la al khalq darajatan ba'da darajat al anbiya. في الدنيا وفي منازل الآخرة وأكبر في هذه الآية أن من حقق الإيمان به وبرسله نال هذه الدرجة. So the Shaykh he says now, rahimahullah, that Allah he has informed
that by way of al-iman al-mutlaq, what does that mean?
In English,
absolute faith. I mean, the translation, absolute faith. What is it? What are the other words for this? Al-iman, al-kamil, al-kamil, or al-iman, al-wajib. So the one by way of fulfilling absolute faith, or by way of fulfilling complete faith, or by way of fulfilling the obligatory faith. In this manner, the high ranks are obtained in this life, and the high stations and status in the hereafter likewise are obtained. In this manner, with absolute faith. Yani by fulfilling the obligations of faith, by completing one's faith. And then he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الصِّدِّيقُونَ. Verily, those who believe in Allah and His messengers, alayhim as-salatu wasalam, then these they are a siddiqun. So the Shaykh, he says, وَالصِّدِّيقُونَ هُمْ أَعْلَى الْخَلْقِ دَرَجَةً بَعْدَ دَرَجَةِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْمَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ. And the siddiqun, they're the highest level of creation. The highest level of the creation after the level of the prophets in this life, and also in the ranks in the hereafter. So therefore, the highest rank a person could reach in this life is a nubuwa. And then after that, a risala, of course. But the highest level is the level of prophethood. And then the ranks of prophethood, likewise they go up. And the highest of them is ulul azm. And the highest of them, an-Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the case. وَذَلِكَ فَضُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah, this is the grace of Allah. So this is the level, the highest level, al-Nubuwa. After that, closest to Nubuwa, al-Siddiqiyya. This is what the Shaykh is saying here. Al-Siddiqiyya. Al-Siddiqiyya. After that, al-Shahada. Al-Shahada. And after that, al-Salah. يعني أن تكون من الصالحين. And this is derived from the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَمَنْ يُطِعَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That whoever, those who obey Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they will be in the company of those, and then they will be in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed His blessings upon. Then they will be in the company of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors upon. Who are they? From the prophets and the siddiqeen, the truthful. The truthful in creed and deed, and truthful in action and speech, and manners and conduct. Yani their action and speech testify to the truthfulness of their creed and their heart. Their manners and their conduct and their actions testify to the truthfulness of their manners and their conduct and their heart. They have a high level of truthfulness, a high level of faith. Yani, so this is the second level. After that, the martyrs. And after that, the righteous. So the author, and now he's saying that this level of siddiqiyya is the highest level, until after prophethood. So prophethood is the highest level. So then he says, and Allah, He has informed in this verse that whoever actualizes and fulfills the rights of iman in him and in his messengers, then he will reach this level. So somebody could say, how do you reach the highest level in paradise? Any for us, the prophethood is ceased. Prophethood has been sealed with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a level that no one after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam could hope for or reach. So what is the highest one could hope for to be in this life? To be from a siddiqeen, the level of a siddiqiyya. And who is the imam of that level? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. That's why he has that laqab, because it's the highest level. It's the highest level after Prophethood. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he's the best. He's the best of mankind, and the most virtuous of mankind, and the most righteous of mankind after the prophets and messengers of all of the ummah. It's come authentically, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Abu Bakr wa Umar sayyida kuhuri ahl jannah, ada nabiyyin wa mursaleen. That Abu Bakr and Umar, they're the leaders of the elders of paradise. They're the leaders of the elders of paradise, except for the prophets and messengers. So better than the followers of Isa and Musa, and better than the followers of Ibrahim and Nuh, and all of the companions, and all of the prophets, alayhim salatu wasalam, the best of all of the companions, of all of the messengers, is Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu. And that's why he has the title Siddiq, because he is the leader of the highest level after the level of prophethood, So a believer, he would hope for that. And no doubt no one would never reach that level except with a favor from Allah and a blessing from Allah. But a believer, he hopes in Allah, and he hopes that he could strive to be there, and then he will take the effort and the means. So the Shaykh, he's telling us how to do that. فَمَنْ حَقَّقَ وأخبر في هذه الآية أن من حقق الإيمان به وبرسله نال هذه الدرجة. And Allah is informing us in this verse, that whoever fulfills the rights of Iman in Him and in His messengers, then he will obtain this level. So this is something that one must understand. And he's going to mention another proof now. He says, وَيُفَسِّرُ ذَلِكَ وَيُوَضِّحُهُ مَا ثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ. And that which will interpret this and clarify this is that which is affirmed in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Anhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu qala, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, inna ahla al-jannati layatara'awna ahla al-ghurafi fi al-jannah kama tara'awna al-kawkab al-sharqi kama tarawna al-kawkab al-sharqi aw al-gharbi fi al-ufuqi litafaduli ma baynahum. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in this narration that verily the people of Jannah, yatara'awna ahla al-ghurafi al-jannah, they're looking at the people of the high mansions in paradise, just as you look at the stars in the east and the west. And in some narrations, the far off stars in the east and in the west. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this another resemblance. The same way that the people here, we could imagine in the desert or in the countryside, without the lights, when the lights are off, how one can see the stars. They'll be bright and they'll be far in the distance. They're far in the distance, but you can see them clearly, and you can see how far they are and how light they are, and their piercing brightness. Like this, the people in Jannah, they will see those above them. Like this, the people in the lower levels of Jannah, they will see those above them in Jannah like this, in this manner, similar to this affair. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Why litafaduli ma baynahum?" Because of the difference between the two of them. Because of the difference between the two of them. The difference in what? And distance, no doubt, there's a distance. Yeah, but also because of faith. This is the point of the author. Now the proof is going to come. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ تِلْكَ مَنَازُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَا يَبْلُغُهَا غَيْرُهُمْ. So the companions, radiallahu anhum, they say, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are these the mansions and the ranks of the prophets? No one reaches that level besides them? And nobody, those high levels, people are looking up above them. Are those the levels of the paradise, of the mansions of the prophets and anbiya that no one else can reach besides them? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, bala walladhi nafsi biyadihi, rijalun amanu billahi wa saddaqu al mursaleen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, rather, I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hand, those are the mansions of men who believe in Allah, and they testify to the truthfulness of the messengers. They believe in Allah and they testify to the truthfulness of the messenger. I mean, they believe in Allah and they believe in the messengers. So now we have the example, what is it mentioning here? And they like these stars. Same way that we're down here and those stars are up there. There are individuals in paradise that are lower and they're looking up above them. And there are mansions above them in this distance away. And who are those mansions for? They're for men. And some narration, qawmun. Aqwamun, people. Yani people, individuals who believe in Allah and they believe in the messengers. Question now. Those people who are down looking up, do they believe in Allah and they believe in the messengers? Yes, they do. Can anybody enter paradise without believing in Allah and believing in the messengers? No, you can't do that. So everybody in Jannah, they believe in Allah and believe in the messengers. So then what is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referring to here? Alladhina amanu billahi wa saddaqu al mursaleen. Amanu billahi, what kind of iman? Had iman al mutlaq aw al mustahab. Yani they have the strong faith. These are the ones for the have the good faith. They all the believers believe in Allah. These believers were truthful in that. All of the believers testified to the truthfulness of the messengers. These believers here, they have a higher level of that. A higher rank than that. So all of the believers that enter paradise, and all of those who believe in Allah and His messengers, they're in paradise. And there's nobody in paradise or in Jannah except for they believe in Allah and His messenger. So how do these people reach that high level? And they believe in Allah and His messenger like the rest of them? By fulfilling the rights of that. By doing more. By being more upright, more steadfast. They're having stronger faith and better deeds. And further away from disobedience. So therefore they have a higher rank. So here this is the point, yani that the Sheikh is making now. Yani to clarify the reality of iman, likewise we're still discussing the definition of iman and its interpretation. That it varies. That it varies. The believers, they vary and it fluctuates. And it goes up and it goes down. It increases and it decreases. And the believers are not all one level. The believers are not all one level. So we understand his point now. How the believers are not all one level, because in paradise they're not all one level. These high ranks are for those who believe in Allah and His messengers. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there's those people who are below them, they believe in Allah and His messenger likewise. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore they reach those high ranks because of the difference in their faith and their deeds. Because of the strength in their faith and in their deeds. Yani their tree is better. They all have a good tree, but their tree was better. You understand that? They all have a good tree. But their tree was stronger. Their tree was better. Their tree was more beneficial. Their tree was flourished more. Their tree brought more benefit to them and to others. So this is the case. So the people who have that tree, the trees are not all the same. And neither are the people caring for those trees. They're not all the same. Alhamdulillah. So now he says, Rahimahullah, وَإِيمَانُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَتَصْدِيقُهُمْ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي ظَاهِرِهِمْ وَبَاطِنِهِمْ فِي أَقَائِدِهِمْ وَأَخْلَاقِهِمْ وَأَعْمَالِهِمْ وَفِي كَمَالِ طَاعَتِهِمْ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ فَقِيَامُهُمْ بِهَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ بِهِ يَتَحَقَّقُ إِيمَانُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَتَصْدِيقُهُمْ لِلْمُرْسَلِينَ. So it is their faith in Allah, their faith, their iman in Allah, and their tasdeeq for the mursaleen. We have seen before that iman, it means linguistically. Al-iman, it means tasdeeq. Al-iman, it means tasdeeq. But also another meaning of tasdeeq, you need to mean faith. Also, it means al-istijaba. It has a meaning of al-istijaba, to respond. To respond. And that a person, he believes, what تُصَدِّقُهُ al-a'mal. That he will believe, and then his actions respond. His body parts respond, verifying, testifying to the truthfulness of that which is in his heart. So these who believe in Allah, إِمَانُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَتَسْدِيقُهُمْ لِلْمُرْسَلِينَ. إِمَانُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَتَسْدِيقُهُمْ لِلْمُرْسَلِينَ. This is the term that he's using. So these both words mean belief. But this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned here about those people. بَلْ رِجَالٌ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَصَدَّقُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So they believe in Allah, and then they responded to the messengers. They believe likewise in the messengers, but what is their belief in the messenger? They respond to them. They respond to the call of the messengers. They respond to the command of the messengers. They respond to the prohibition of the messengers. In this manner, they're applying their faith, and they are fulfilling the rights of their faith. And this is how they reach these high levels. This is how they reach these high levels. So he's saying now, by their faith in Allah, having iman in Allah, and tasdeeq lil-mursaleen, in their outward affair and inward affair, in their creed, in their manners, in their actions, and in their complete obedience to Allah and the messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, by establishing these affairs here, their faith becomes actualized. Their faith becomes realized. It becomes strong. It becomes, and the rights are being fulfilled now. And likewise as well by responding to the messengers. By responding to the messengers. So then he says, Rahimahullah, وَقَدْ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ بِهَذَا الْإِيمَانِ بِهَذَا الْإِيمَانِ الْعَامِ الشَّامِلِ وَمَا يَتْبَعُهُ مِنَ الْإِنْقِيَادِ وَالْإِسْتِسْلَامِ وَأَثْنَى عَلَى مَنْ قَامَ بِهِ فَقَالَ فِي أَعْظَمِ آيَاتِ الْإِيمَانِ. And verily Allah, He has ordered in this book, He has ordered in His book this with this general and all-encompassing faith. And this is what Allah, He has commanded the people with. He has commanded the people with His all-encompassing, with His all-encompassing faith, and likewise commanded and ordered with that which follows along or comes along with that from complete compliance and submission and surrender. And He has praised those people who established that. فَقَالَ, and Allah, He mentioned in the greatest verses of iman, and the greatest verses of iman, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. So he mentioned this verse now, but the Shaykh is calling it the greatest the verse of faith, from the greatest verses of al-Iman. Allah, He says, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. Say, all of you, together, Say, we believe in Allah and that which is revealed to us. Any from? By way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that which is revealed to Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and the tribes. And that which was given to Musa and Isa. And that which was given to the prophets from the Lord. We do not differentiate between any of them. And we have submitted. And we have surrendered and submitted to Allah alone. And we have submitted and surrendered to Allah alone. So this is the case. What does that mean here? Qulu. What is intended here? Qulu. Say it. Say it. How do you say it? Now that we have learned some affairs, say what? Amanna billah. Say, I believe in Allah and in that which is revealed to us and that which is revealed to Ibrahim until the end of the verse. What is it intended here? Just to say it with your tongue only? If somebody said it with his tongue only, would it benefit him? No, it would not benefit him. So what does it mean? Qulu? With your tongue and with your heart. Say it with your tongue with pronouncing the words. Say it. I believe in Allah. I believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I believe in Ibrahim. I believe in the tribes. I believe in the prophets. I believe in Musa. I believe that was sent to them likewise. I believe in those revelations. Say that. You say it with your tongue. And also you say it with your heart. With belief. With belief. Because what is intended here? قُولُوا الْقَوْلُ بِلِسَانِ وَالْقَوْلُ بِالْقَلْبِ. In this manner, it benefits. I believe. So iman has to be in this manner. The statement of the tongue and the statement of the heart. So this is the example of that. So this is the example of that. Now the Shaykh, he says, rahimahullah, فَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ عِبَادَهُ بِالْإِمَانِ بِجِمِئِ هَذِي الْأُصُولِ الْعَظِيمَةِ وَالْإِمَانِ الشَّامِلِ بِكُلِّ كِتَابٍ أَنزَلَهُ اللَّهُ وَبِكُلِّ رَسُولٍ أَرْسَلَهُ اللَّهُ وَبِالْإِخْلَاصِ وَالْإِسْتِسْلَامِ وَالْإِنْقِيَادِ لَهُ وَحْدَهُ بِقَوْلِهِ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. So here, Shaykh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, he says, so therefore Allah, he has commanded his slaves to believe in all of these great fundamentals. Allah, he has commanded his slaves to believe in all of these great fundamentals and to have the encompassing belief in every book that he has revealed and in every messenger that he has sent with a message, with revelation, and to single him out alone with sincerity and to surrender and to comply to him alone. And that was in his statement, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And we surrender and submit to him alone with sincerity and with compliance and with purity of intention. So here we see in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gathered between these two affairs, beginning with iman, yani the issue of aqidah, and then likewise coupling that with action and application, compliance, and believing inwardly. And these affairs, Allah ordered these affairs. And then he mentioned likewise that they say that one will say, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ يَعْنِي مُنْقَادُونَ مُمْتَثِلُونَ لِأَوَامِرِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And he complying to him. A Muslim means someone who surrenders, someone who complies, someone who submits in obedience. This is the meaning of this. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And we surrender and submit to him alone in compliance and in obedience. So this is the issue here. Now he says, كَمَا أَثْنَى عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي آخِرِ سُورَةِ بِالْقِيَامِ بِذَلِكَ فَقَالَ آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised the believers in the end of this chapter by establishing that which they, by establishing that. And here this chapter, the verse that had preceded, this is in the beginning of Baqarah. It's in the beginning of Baqarah, in the end, or rather in the middle of Baqarah. In the middle of Surah Al-Baqarah, قُولُوا آمَنَا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا, the verse that had preceded, where Allah, he ordered the believers to say this, that they believe and to comply in this manner. And then in the end of Baqarah, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention? He informed that the believers, they complied to that. He informed that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers, they complied to that. So Allah, he praised the believers in the end of this chapter by mentioning that they established that which they were ordered with. And he said subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam believes in that which is revealed to him from his Lord, and so do the believers. And so do the believers. At this time, who are they? whenever this is revealed. The companions, specifically. All believers after them. But this is a praise for the companions specifically. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has believed in that which was revealed to him from his Lord, and so do the believers. All of them believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers, and they do not distinguish between any of His messengers. They don't differentiate between any of his messengers, and they say, "We hear and we obey. Oh, our Lord, forgive us, and to you is the return. Oh, our Lord, forgive us, and to you is the return." Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, he mentioned, فَأَخْبَرَ أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ آمَنُوا بِهَذِهِ الْأُصُولِ وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ بَلْ آمَنُوا بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا وَبِمَا أُوتُوهُ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّهُمْ الْتَزَمُوا طَاعَةَ اللَّهِ فَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَطَلَبُوا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ أَنْ يُحَقِّقَ لَهُمْ ذَلِكَ وَأَنْ يَعْفُوَ عَنْ تَقْصِيرِهِمْ بِبَعْضِ حُقُوقِ الْإِيمَانِ وَأَنَّ مَرْجِعَ الْخَلَائِقِ كُلِّهِمْ وَمَصِيرَهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ يُجَازِيهِمْ بِمَا قَامُوا بِهِ مِنْ حُقُوقِ الْإِيمَانِ وَمَا ضَيَّعُوهُ مِنْهَا كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى أَنْ أَتْبَاعِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ عِيسَى وَغَيْرِهِمْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بما ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. The Shaykh, he says now, so in this chapter here, or excuse me, in this verse here, in the end of Baqarah, Allah, He has informed that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those along with him from the believers, they believe in these fundamentals. They believe in these fundamentals and they do not differentiate between any of the prophets. Rather, they believe in all of them, and they believe in all, that which they were all given, and all of the revelation, and that they have held fast to the obedience of Allah. And they said, "We hear and we obey. We hear and we obey." And this is the point here again, in the end of Baqarah, mentioning the same affair, the belief, the creed, the aqidah, and following that up with compliance and submission. Compliance and submission. We've seen the belief in the first verse. Where was the compliance and submission at? وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. In this verse here, in the end of Baqarah, we see in the beginning is all about believing and aqidah. And then where's the compliance and submission? وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. We hear and we obey. This is the religion in this manner. Creed and conduct. يعني aqidah and sharia. There's creed and belief and the heart and actions that are performed. Actions that are performed in this manner. The religion is completed. So this is what the Shaykh is saying now. Along with that, they asked and they requested from their Lord to help them to fulfill that. And to help them fulfill the rights of that. And to pardon them for their shortcomings and some of the rights of faith. And that the return of all of the creation is back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that He will recompense them for that which they established from the rights of Iman. And likewise recompense them for that which they neglected from the rights of Iman. Just as Allah, He has mentioned about the followers of the prophets, like the followers of Isa alayhi salam and other than him, that they said, "Oh, our Lord, we believe and we have we believe in that which you have revealed. Oh, our Lord, we believe in that which you have revealed and we have followed the messenger. So therefore, write us amongst those who bear witness. Write us amongst those who witness." So the Shaykh, he says, فَآمَنُوا بِقُلُوبِهِمْ وَارْتَزَمُوا بِقُلُوبِهِمْ وَإِنْقَادُوا بِجَوَارِحِهِمْ وَسَأَلُوا اللَّهَ أَنْ يَكْتُوبَهُمْ مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ اللَّهُ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ وَأَنْ يُحَقِّقَ لَهُمُ الْقِيَامَ بِهِ قَوْلًا وَعَمَلًا وَاتِقَادًا. So here, it's mentioned that they believe with their hearts, and they held fast with their hearts, and they complied with their body parts. They believe with their hearts, and they were firm with their heart. Likewise, firm with their heart upon that belief. And also they complied with their body parts. And they asked Allah to write them amongst those who bear witness to His Tawheed. And that He actualized for them. And helped them fulfill the rights of that faith. And established that by way of statement and action and creed. By way of statement and action and creed. After this, the author, he says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. And Allah the Most High, He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. He says, the mention in the statement of Allah, the Most High, that verily the believers, they are only those who, whenever Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble from fear. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Al-wajil, it means al-khawf. But the people of knowledge, they mentioned al-khawf ma' ta'zim. Al-khawf ma' ta'zim. Al-wajil is like fear, but it's a type of fear that's coupled with reverence. A fear that's coupled with reverence and awe and love. And so the believers, there are none other than those. And the meaning of the verse, the believers, they're only those that whenever Allah is mentioned, their hearts shiver from fear. And whenever His verses are recited, they increase in faith. And they put their trust and reliance entirely upon Allah alone. And there are those who establish the prayer. And they spend of what? That which Allah has provided for them. And it is these ones here, they are the true believers. And they will have the high ranks with their Lord in forgiveness and a noble provision. And a noble provision. So here in this verse here, we see that what is being described now are those believers who have completed their faith. And this is some of the descriptions of the believers who have completed their faith. From the descriptions here is that whenever Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble from fear. And whenever the verses of Allah are recited, it increases them in faith. And that they trust and they put their reliance entirely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are people who establish the prayer inwardly and outwardly. And obligatory and non-obligatory. And they spend from the wealth that Allah provides them. Obligatory spending and non-obligatory spending. And these, they are the true believers. And they will have the high ranks with their Lord. And they will have forgiveness and a noble provision. The Shaykh, he says now, فَوَصَفَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِهَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ الْمُتَضَمِّنَةِ لِلْقِيَامِ بِأُصُولِ دِينِ وَفُرُوعِهِ وَظَاهِرِهِ وَبَاطِنِهِ So Allah, He has described the believers with these attributes here that include establishing the religion entirely, the foundations of the religion and the branch affairs of the religion, outwardly and inwardly. فَإِنَّهُ وَصَفَهُمْ بِالْإِيمَانِ بِهِ إِيمَانًا ظَهَرَتْ أَثَارُهُ فِي أَقَائِدِهِمْ وَأَقْوَالِهِمْ وَأَعْمَالِهِمْ الظَّاهِرَةِ وَالْبَاطِنَةِ Because verily Allah in this verse, He has described them. He has described the believers in this verse with faith, with iman, believing in Him. The type of iman that is apparent and the effects of that iman are apparent in their creed and in their statements and their actions, outwardly and inwardly. And the iman that's described, the believers that are described with believing in Allah. الذين إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجل قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا The Shaykh is saying now that Allah He described them in this verse here with believing in Him. The type of belief that is apparent or that appears, the traces and the effects of that appear in their creed and appear in their statements and appear in their actions. Inwardly and outwardly. And where is this at?
In the heart.
These affairs here. He's saying that, where are these descriptions? The Shaykh, where did he describe these? Let's ponder over these verses. These beautiful verses in the beginning of Surah Al-Anfal. He's mentioning here that in these verses Allah described these people with iman and belief, that they believe in Him. But the type of belief they have is a type of belief that the effects of that belief is apparent in their creed. First and foremost, it's apparent in their creed. Where can you see the effects of their faith and their creed? In this verse. Whenever Allah's name is mentioned, what happens to them? Their heart shakes out of fear and reverence. And whenever the verses of Allah are recited, what happens to them? Their faith increases. So now that Allah is mentioning about them, these true believers, that their belief in Allah is apparent in them. In their creed, in their heart, they tremble out of fear. And love for Allah and reverence for Allah. And likewise, their faith increases whenever they hear the verses of Allah being recited. So their iman is apparent on them. And likewise in their statements. And likewise in their actions. So he's mentioning, rahimahullah, that Allah has described the believers in this noble verse with these traits that consist of establishing the fundamentals of the religion and also that which proceeds from that. From the branch affairs, meaning from the actions of the deen, inwardly and outwardly. And that Allah, He described them with faith, that they believe in Him. They believe in Him, the belief that the effects of that belief are apparent, and they show in their creed, and in their statements, and their actions, outwardly and inwardly. Then he says, "Rahimahullah, wa annahu ma'a thubut al-imani fi qulubihim yazdadu imanuhum kullama turiyat alayhim ayatullah wa yazdadu khawfuhum wa wajuluhum kullama dhukira Allah." He said, "Rahimahullah, along with the fact that the iman is established in their hearts, their faith increases every time the verses of Allah are recited. And their fear and their reverence and love for Allah increases every time Allah is mentioned. وَهُمْ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ وَسِرِّهِمْ مُتَوَكِّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَمُعْتَمِدُونَ فِي أُمُورِهِمْ كُلِّهَا عَلَيْهِ وَمُفَوِّضُونَ أُمُورَهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. And they also, with the fact they're increasing in faith, also in their hearts and in their private affair, they put their trust entirely upon Allah. And they rely on all of their affairs. They rely on all of their affairs upon Allah. And they entrust all of their affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't try to do anything alone by themselves. They know that they cannot do anything by themselves. Everything that they do it with the remembrance of Allah, seeking the help and the aid of Allah, putting their faith and trust in Allah, taking the means that Allah has allowed. This is the case of these believers here. From their attributes disappear here, that in their heart, he says, وَهُمْ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ وَفِي سِرِّهِمْ. In their hearts and in their private affair. Nobody knows this. What do? They trust Allah. They put their faith in Allah. They put their reliance upon Allah. They entrust all their affairs to Allah. Entrusting one's affairs to Allah does not mean that he will put his faith in Allah and close his eyes and walk across the street. And he entrusting his affairs to Allah, meaning that they would take the decision that is allowed for them and to achieve what they want to achieve, and at the same time they entrust the affair to Allah. If they obtain it, and how they obtain it in that manner, if it's good, alhamdulillah, it's good. And if they do not attain it, then they know that it's from Allah Azza wa Jal. And so for the example of that is that one, if he wants to get married, for example, he would take all the means that he can, and he would check out the woman he wants to marry and verify everything and have the sit down, and then he's making istikhara, and then he will go for it. And if Allah makes it easy for them, alhamdulillah, it's from Allah. And if Allah turned him away from that, then alhamdulillah, it's from Allah, and he will suffice. He will entrust his affair to Allah along with taking the means. And then whatever the outcome is, he's sufficed with that. And he's pleased with that. And he knows that it's from the command of Allah. He will not be upset, oh, she didn't want me, oh, it didn't work out. And then he would suffice with it. Alhamdulillah, it didn't work out. It wasn't for me. This was from the decree of Allah. And he'll move on and take the means. You need to continue upon that way. So making the tafweed and trusting one's affairs to Allah doesn't mean that one will be negligent or reckless. And he will take the means along with that. From the completion of trusting and relying upon Allah, is taking the means. It's taking the means. And the reality of that is taking the means. So he says, now, وَهُمْ مَعَ ذَلِكَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ فَرْضَهَا وَنَفْلَهَا وَيُقِيمُونَهَا ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا. And along with these affairs, likewise, they establish the prayer, the obligatory prayer and the non-obligatory prayer. And they establish it outwardly and inwardly. They establish it outwardly and inwardly. It's not just established outwardly, whether they're establishing their prayer outwardly and inwardly. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ وَيُنْفِقُونَ النَّفَقَاتِ الْوَاجِبَةِ وَالْمُسْتَحَبَّةِ. And they pay the zakat, and they spend the obligatory spending and the non-obligatory spending. And there's the obligatory spending and zakat, and then there's other obligations that one he must spend. If he has others under his care, and the likes like this, obligations he must spend, and on himself and on his family. And they spend that likewise. And likewise the non-obligatory spending. These are from their traits. وَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى هَذَا الْوَصْفَ فَلَمْ يُبْقِي مِنَ الْخَيْرِ مَطْلَبًا وَلَا مِنَ الشَّرِّ مَهْرَبًا. And the one who has this description here, he did not leave any avenues of good except he has went after it. And he has not left any avenues of evil except he has fled from that and left it and stayed away from it. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. And this is why Allah, he mentioned at the end of this verse, they are the true believers. These ones here with these descriptions, they are the true believers. الَّذِينَ يَسْتِحِقُونَ هَذَا الْوَصْفِ عَلَى الْحَقِيقَةِ. Meaning they're the ones who deserve that description in reality. What description? Description of iman. They're the ones that is said about them, believers. He's a believer. And these people here, they deserve to be called believers. As we've seen before, not every Muslim is a believer. And from this aspect. So they're the ones, they have fulfilled these rights in this manner until they deserve that. By the virtue and the grace of Allah, to be called believers in reality. وَيُحَقِّقُونَ الْقِيَامَ بِهِ ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا. They're fulfilling the rights and establishing it, property inside, outwardly and inwardly. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ ثَوَابُهُمُ الْجَزِيلُ وَالْمَغْفِرَةَ وَالْمُتَضَمِّنَ لِزَوَالِ كُلِّ شَرٍّ وَالْمَحْذُورِ وَرِفَّةَ الدَّرَجَاتِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَالرِّزْقِ الْكَرِيمِ المتضمن من النعم ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. And then after this, in this verse, Allah, He mentioned their great and tremendous reward, and that they have forgiveness, which consists of removing of every evil and everything that one is afraid of. And likewise, that their ranks will be raised with their Lord, and that they will have a noble and good provision, which consists of every delight that no eye has ever seen, nor ear has ever heard, or even has crossed the mind of a human being. And this reward here is for those believers who have these traits. And so the point is now that he's mentioning this affair of the absolute faith, and that the people who have absolute faith, they have these descriptions that are mentioned. They have these descriptions that are mentioned. So from the important affairs to discuss with regards to al-Iman and al-Islam. And so now we see that Iman is more than one type. Al-Iman is more than one type. We have mutlaq al-Iman, and we have al-Iman al-Mutlaq. And there's more than one type. There's more than one type. And then even above that, there's a higher rank, al-Iman al-Mustahab. We have asl al-Iman, and we have al-Iman al-Wajib. So some people, they have this level of faith, but they haven't reached this level of faith. Like this, Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he was asked about, he was said to him, "Amu'minun anta?" Are you a mu'min? Are you a believer? He said, if you are talking about al-Iman billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa bil jannati wa nar wa al-hisab wa al-ba'th wa al-hisab, fa ana mu'min. If you're talking about believing in Allah and believing in the angels and believing in the books and the messengers and the last day, believing in the Jannah and the resurrection and the fire, I kind of admit that I'm a believer. But if you're talking about this verse here, if you're talking about أَيْنَمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَلَذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, the verse that's mentioned here, he said, I hope I'm from them. I hope I'm from them. In the beginning, he said, الْإِيمَانُ وَإِيمَانًا. The iman is two types of iman. So if you're talking about this general faith here, definitely I'm a believer. Alhamdulillah. Do I believe in Allah and His Messenger? Yes. Do I believe in the fire? Yes. Do I believe in the recompense? Yes. I'm a believer, if that's what you're referring to. As for this high level over here, I don't know about that. I really hope that Allah will bless me with that. That's the meaning of his statement. So sometimes the word iman will be used, or the word mu'min will be used, and what is referred to is in general, the general iman. And sometimes what is referred to is the specific iman here, like this, like in these verses here. For example, in these verses here, what is intended here? The one who has the complete faith. But whenever Allah says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ijtanibu kathira min adh-dhann," what is intended here? Only those who have completed their faith? No, the general faith. The general faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, وَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ, and to free a believing slave. Which kind of mu'mina is intended here? Only to free the one who has the perfect faith? No. Or any believing slave? That's what is intended here, any believing slave. So to understand these affairs, sometimes the iman will be negated. Sometimes it will be affirmed. Which one is being negated? Is it asli iman? Or is it mutlaq iman? Or is it iman al-wajib? This is very important to differentiate from. May Allah give us success. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.